This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Sun. Yeah, we're recording the podcast during our second last song of the show. I've just taken the executive decision.
Yeah,
that's really not my place
executive
to.
Executive decision.
I've just said, get me home to my sun lounger.
Emma's crazy.
I brought my sun lounger to Pippa's yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, sorry, Callum.
Where were the lays from?
Oh, yeah.
Dave
how
put up an Insta
funny
story.
Was my story yesterday?
Dave put up an Insta story yesterday in his girlfriend's garden. He had a Diet Coke, his sun lounger, and a bag of Lay's. But where were the Lay's from?
I brought them home from Corfu because I never ate them while I was on the holiday.
And what flavour were they?
They were ready salted.
See, it's the tomato and green one are really nice.
Don't want them. I want the ready salted.
You're brave talking on your stories. I need to start doing that.
You're brave. State you.
I'd never be posting.
I want everyone
talking about on their stories, please.
Do paddling pools. Can we get one of them? I'd love one of them today.
I think you can't. I think there's a hose pipe ban.
Is there?
Yeah,
is there actually?
Oh, yeah.
There was one in Lidl or Aldi recently, but it's one of those ones that's a sand pit. Because I was going to get it for the dog.
Yes.
Even though she doesn't really like going in the water.
But if they're roasting, they might.
Sand famously gets hot. Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. But I just mean, because like if you get your dog like an inflatable paddling pool, it's just going to like eat it straight away and it's a waste of money. But if you get one of the hard plastic ones, I'd say Seamus would love it now. But
he loves the stream. But
yeah,
it's a little paddle. But yeah, I just don't know. I've nothing to.
Would you just be dipping the toes in, or do you want like a big paddle?
Oh no, I just love to be dipping myself my toes in there.
Yeah.
You know,
we used
to have one, and then my housemate Megan threw it out. I was like, what gave you the authority to throw that out? She was like,
I don't want to change the conversation, but I'm going to, because we just got this message in on WhatsApp, and I feel like I've inspired a generation. You missed this. Do you remember when we did the Cut Price Jewelers show, and there was that
I remember
game
it. I was listening.
There was that game called Hen Party where I
that
got
was
listeners
terrible.
To cluck along songs. Yeah. I just got this message in from Emma in Sutton, literally 9:49, a minute ago. Hey team, thanks to you, I have children doing chicken noise songs all summer. Thank you for sharing your joy and madness.
Oh God, wow, they've been cluck that for a long
I've
time.
I've inspired a generation.
You also, you need to say Sutton right.
Sutton.
I'm from Sutton.
Sutton in Ashfield. That's in the UK.
Oh, Callum got awful abuse that morning. He came up with this terrible hen.
The head
hen
of.
I remember listening to it.
Was looking at me, being like, "You're getting fired today."
Get it?
It was pretty.
This lad doesn't know what
that
he's
was
doing.
Fun, though.
Does this mother? Is she genuinely seem happy about this, or is she gone a bit deranged?
She said, thank you for sharing your joy and madness. So
okay.
I assume that
fair enough.
Do you know when people are like talk about the show?
We have to go
like,
now.
Oh yeah,
we're
okay,
talking now.
But you know when people are like, "Can't wait to tune into the madness every morning," and I'm like, "Are we that like crazy?"
It's a bit unhinged, lads.
And I'm like, I think that's
sometimes
very,
you listen.
You don't
back
have to be mad. We did to work here, but it helps.
They since our last nonsense.
We're not mad. We're just fun.
We're wacky.
We're just
I think as well, it adds when you're a bit delirious, tired, that you just say some kind of silly things. Anyway, we really have to go.
Hey, you don't have to be mad to work here,
but it helps.
But it helps.
103.8 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Happy
Welcome
Friday
to the weekend.
Woo.
Thank God for that.
All right.
Gorgeous morning out there already. It's going to be an absolute cracker of a day.
Do you think?
And a weekend. Oh, yeah. I've been stalking that up.
Yeah, the weather and the news there was just like, it's going to be like 28 degrees, 29 degrees.
Watch out, girls. Oh, my God.
Get the sun cream on.
My dad was in my sister's back garden yesterday painting her shed. Not a bit of sun cream on him. He refuses. The bald head out, the sun rays bouncing off it. I was like,
What's he like today, I'd say?
He probably will just hide from us for a few days until it, air quotes, goes to tan.
Yeah.
The man is puce. But yeah, she had him out the back doing a few jobs for him, and then she was going up to the shop to get the ham, cheese, tomato for a sandwich.
Very nice of her.
So that is him. Very concerned.
I don't understand. I think, is it a dad thing where
they
just
refuse
tan
to wear sun cream? Oh, okay.
But like my dad, like honestly, looks at the sun and he's
and
he's tanned.
My dad used to always have one arm tanned from like, because he's a taxi driver,
sure.
So he'd have one
on the window.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My dad pretty rocking.
The most tanned man I know.
See what I mean?
You have an incredible color. So seriously, obviously there's like Spanish sailor in there somewhere.
No, I don't know where it all comes from. But yeah, it's funny. I have an extra name. my next door neighbours are retired and they look after 4 days a week their little grandchild, right? Mm. And it's funny, not being a stalker, but like I can see into their garden from my bedroom. And
so you stalk them?
Yeah, it's cute, like to see what they're up to. And he wouldn't dream of letting her. The full row yesterday all afternoon was, put on your hat, the sun, darling.
Have you seen these new hats? They're wearing them in Love Island, but it's not the first time I've seen them. I saw them like one of them saunas, but they're like sauna hats.
Little sauna hat. Oh, they're mortifying.
They're mortifying.
They are
but everyone's
oh
wearing. I feel like everyone's wearing them.
They're wearing them on Love Island.
They're wearing them. There's these giant hats you wear in the sauna that are supposed to like cool you down.
That's like when they started wearing Crocs on Love Island. Yeah. I was like, world not ready. That's only okay when I do it.
And I have to say, you know, keep wearing it. Good for you not to be out in the sun, but when kids are in those one piece suits to get out,
they've made them cute recently.
Scarlet.
There was a few years
for swimming.
The one piece. No, I agree. They were rotten for a while, and I was like, get that off.
The hat and all.
A little bit of sun cream, a little bit of sunburn is gone. But now I feel like they've brought out cuter fabrics.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Your child looks off.
I'm sad.
Cringing.
Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
It's good. Earlier in the week on the show, I asked you listening to tell me whether or not you think I am a bad friend. Reason being, a friend of mine who I haven't seen in so long, like honestly forever. So actually, that's a lie. Saw her for a very quick walk over Christmas, but haven't spent like proper time together in years because she was living in Australia, she's living away in Spain, all the rest. And she had got on to me a couple of months ago saying, look, I'm coming back to Ireland to see family and friends, blah, blah, blah. Well, I booked a flight into Dublin rather than Cork, stay with you for a couple of nights and then make my way, whatever. I said, oh my God, I'd love that. That'd be amazing. And I said, you know, just book the flight. I'll pick you up. All the rest. We'll have a lovely time. Now, it was only last week she sent me the, couldn't have been last week because it was like her boarding pass. In the last few days anyway, before she obviously had checked in. Mm-hmm. And I saw that she was landing crazy late, like 1:15 in the morning or something like that. And then working out, okay, she's going to have a bag, blah, blah, blah. We're obviously up at the crack of dawn. I was like, oh man, like I'm not going to be able to go and get her. So I kind of went back on my word and I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to pick you up. Now, I live way down like Rathfarnham area. I was like, it's going to be like an 80 euro taxi. Felt really guilty about it, but was also like, no, like I can't, kind of.
Awful friend.
I asked you on the show because I went back on my word and said, you know, and a lot of people really thought that this was really bad form of me.
Oh, yeah.
Am I a bad friend, Mark?
No, I just go pick her up and then, as I said, take your annual leave day on Friday and sure, it's a win-win then.
Shame.
You agreed to collect her.
Shame.
The plan changed, but the agreement is agreement. It's a deal.
Shame.
It got to the point where we actually had to play the Game of Thrones shame bell at me on the show.
Yes, for when Cersei was a bad friend.
All men there, can I point out, by the way.
Who don't understand beauty sleep.
They don't. Hateful.
Well, I have to say, I...
collect her.
Didn't go and collect her.
Yeah, oh.
But I have to say, I might as well have.
Oh, no.
Oh,
as you can see, I am
hanging. You look terrible.
This morning. I actually think my dog is possessed.
What?
I don't understand why you think you look... But you, like, you have your makeup and all, though. You have had
that's
time to...
That's last makeup I haven't taken off.
Oh, that's a different story altogether.
Story.
It looks good, Em.
My dog is possessed, lads.
Why?
He kicked off at about 12:30 last night. Now, we went... I told you as well, side note very quickly, me and my boyfriend, it was a year anniversary yesterday, so we went back to the pub that we met. Now, we were
God. Well, we need to hear about this.
We were home and all by like 9. It was like, we went around 7. It was lovely. But we reckon he must have passed out of sleep for those few hours when we were gone because he was a demon.
Wired, was he?
Right. So the barking was incessant. It was crazy. Like, it was like, what is wrong? We tried everything to calm him down. This kicked off around 12:30. Claire didn't arrive into the house until 1:45.
Okay.
I hadn't slept since.
Oh my God.
So I would have been up and back to the airport 3 times by the time that she arrived. It would have actually been a break, but it was like, actually, like, is the dog okay? He was being so crazy. We tried everything. We had him up in the bed.
Did he have the zoomies?
The zoomies, crazy. He was like standing on her bed, yap, 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 running around in circles in the house. Like, it was almost like someone trying to break in or something. Anyway, by the time Claire arrived, the dog was like, as I say, possessed. She was like, what is this crazy animal? Anyway, all worked out. All's well that ends well. I think that was just karma for not going to pick her
Sorry,
up, to be honest.
I still am shook by how many people thought you should collect her. I think it's completely reasonable. And Seamus needs to pipe down as well. That's fair.
That was when you were running around saying, bad friend, bad friend,
exactly.
bad friend.
That was just saying, shame. But it's funny, I don't know, by the time Claire was in and settled, it was probably 2:30. I was going back up to bed, but Jack was laughing as soon as he obviously was awake as well. And he was like, sorry, I'm actually laughing so hard. How Irish is that? 2:30 in the morning. And apparently I'm saying to Claire, and do you want a cup of tea or anything? Can I get you a cup of tea? He was like,
I think she said yes.
she didn't actually, but I was like, he was like, what is wrong with you Irish people? It's 2:30 in the morning.
That's exactly what the English would do as well.
Yeah.
Tea, darling.
Little
tea, little brew. Anyway, karma.
No, I'm sorry.
Bad friend.
Here's a word with Shane Smith.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Spin 1038. There's Teddy's.
Well done.
Very good, Emma. No, that's a tough one to remember. To
it
be
is,
fair.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Where are we? What's going on? No, this is
Spin
the home
104.
This is 103.
This is the home of the holiday hot pick. We want to send you on your holidays, and you get to choose where you go: Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta. Keep listening. We'll tell you how to enter, and you can win an all-inclusive holiday of your choice. Spin.
For some weird, bizarre reason, I don't know why, but yesterday during the show, I went out, like, we had like a 4-minute break or whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go and walk about. And I picked up the newspaper.
Wow, vintage.
I never pick up the newspaper. And I just started clicking. To be honest, the reason I picked it up
Did you say I started clicking?
I started flicking.
Okay.
Flicking. Started clicking and zooming in.
Sitting like, with the broadsheet, like, why isn't this
But there was something on the front page I wanted to see. I think it was, it was Evan... Evan Ferguson, and I was just like, oh, I must read that. And so I kept flicking to the back, and then I was looking for the sport, but I found the classifieds.
Oh yeah.
Oh, love.
And I'd always heard about the classifieds, but I'd never actually read them. But there was only one in this particular paper.
Ooh.
But I thought it was quite interesting and quite specific. Classified. Explain classifieds. What are the
didn't
classifieds?
It used to be like, man 48 seeks tractor in Loud. Please contact Jimmy.
Exactly. You know, it's all of that. But
I do believe at one point or another it did become like a little bit of a dating situation. Yes.
Well, that's
too.
What this is.
So it'd be like man 48 Loud
seeks woman with tractor.
Yeah.
Call Jimmy.
Exactly.
So I have a load of them that are really, really specific.
No.
Because the people who put themselves forward in these classified ads, I won't give any names or anything like that. I'll give you the number if you wanted though. But they're all very specific.
And are they still
bizarre.
For dating?
Yeah. Here's the one in the paper. Like literally, that's the paper, right? The ad reads, respectable single gent, Protestant.
Oh, sorry.
55.
Okay.
Midlands area. He owns his own home and his own business and wishes to meet a lady who's between the ages of 30 and 45.
Oh, right. So he's going 15 years below and the cutoff is 10 years below, is it?
Sir.
Sorry, I can't do the maths. Is that right?
10 years
like
or 15
that.
Years.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, now,
dirty
listen, it says
lad.
Protestant,
25.
55 Midlands area. Maybe that's his house address. 55 Midlands.
Wow.
Looking for a relationship/marriage. Northern Ireland or Filipino lady, welcome.
Shut up.
Oh, come on.
Northern Irish or Filipino lady, welcome.
I am...
incredibly specific.
What is the story with
me? I'm going to need like 5 business days to process this.
He wants a Northern Irish girl or a Filipino lady. Genuine replies only, please.
Okay, so the Northern Ireland can be a girl, 35. The Filipino can be lady, 45.
Yeah. So I was like, that was so specific. I wonder, has there been any like other really specific classified ads in Ireland? And boy, has there. But I did have to go back. Like, some of these are from like the 70s.
That's what I love.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that was Tinder then.
That was Tinder. It's crazy. This one starts off really, really well. I don't know why someone would continue to read this.
Okay.
Starts off, heavy drinker, 35.
Now that's my kind of guy.
Cork area.
All right.
Seeks a gorgeous sex addict.
My goodness gracious me.
Interested in a man who loves his pints, Celtic Football Club, and has been known to start fights on Patrick Street at 3:00 in the morning.
I love the...
that is a genuine ad, I swear.
I love the representation you're giving for the Catholics and Protestants. Yeah. Like, I'll follow up the prod with the Celtics fan.
Now we have a Rangers fan. No, I don't. grossly overweight, loud turf cutter.
Yes! Oh my god.
Like, sell yourself a bit, man. Do you know what I mean? 42 years old.
Gemini.
Seeks someone nimble, preferably South American, for tango sessions.
No.
Candlelit dinners and human nights of passion.
My goodness gracious.
And then I really,
these
really like.
These are dirty.
I really like this one. It was a little bit more modern. 30 years old, slightly chubby, an yeah. introvert, and a bit of a homebody seeking a female with a similar personality.
I wrote
I'm extremely
one.
Affectionate. I utterly adore hand holding, kisses, cuddles. Ideally, you would be serious, but I'm open to casual.
No, oh, my darling girl. She found something.
Oh my god, gone are the days. Now it's just like a lad on Hinge who's like, I love travelling.
Give me tips for going to London.
Travel tips for Waterford, please.
We'll take you to Bambino.
When did we get so dry?
Honestly.
Welcome on in to a second at the cinema. The aim of the game is we play you a singular second of a film and you identify it correctly. Do you know what? Some people hate the sun and maybe you want to escape from the sunny rays this weekend and get yourself into a dark room and watch a film.
I did stupidly go to the cinema on Monday.
Mm. I'm going to the cinema tonight with my boss Nick to watch the new Superman film.
You're both a pair of losers.
I don't. I'm just there to support him, and he's also paying for the nachos, and I love.
You're getting nachos in the cinema.
I'm a sucker for the
nachos.
Oh
my god.
Nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the plastic cheese.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, but they last about two ads.
My friend Emer, every time she goes to the cinema, her treat is popcorn and the nacho cheese.
Ooh.
So she gets the cheese in a big tub and she dips the popcorn into the
cheese. That's interesting.
I've tried it once she's...
Can you do that?
There's no rules. You're all grown up now, Dave.
Dave, you have free will.
That's crazy.
It's so exciting.
I didn't know you could just buy a thing of cheese.
Yeah,
though.
She just goes like, give me a tub of cheese.
Give that cheese.
I'll have one cheese, please.
Yeah. Or bring your own baby bell, throw it in.
Maybe so, yeah.
If you melting it with a lighter.
Life hack.
If you would like to head to the cinema on us, we'll have a listen to this movie clip and try and figure out what it is. If you think you know, drop us over a WhatsApp with the word cinema and our number is 087-711-1038. Have a listen. Is this a kids movie again?
It's not a kids. I actually think I've done this film before. But I don't care because it's a different clip.
It's not a kid's
It's not a kid's film. I would say, more than anything, it's a comedy.
Okay. I have an idea for
don't
once
like
in my life.
Those.
I think I know
Got
what
it.
It is. I think I know what it is. I don't have a pen! I don't have a pen!
Here you go, here's a pen.
Oh, let me see if I have any clue or am I just being...
I know exactly what it
I'm
is, thank
just
God.
I'm going to write the first part.
But I'm glad you said...
Oh, I know it! Yeah!
Emma Nolan!
Wow! I was thinking it must be something with that actor.
Right.
But I didn't know which.
No, sorry, this is a moment.
This
guys.
Is a
sorry.
Big moment.
This
sorry,
is a
hold
big
on.
Here we go. Thank you so much. I'm getting a standing ovation. I never, ever, ever know any movie.
But I hate to bring you
game.
Back down to earth, Emma, but this game isn't about you.
Yeah. I know,
today
but still.
It is. Today it is.
I feel great. But
it's good to know that if Emma can get it, anybody can get it.
Emma, that is amazing.
If we don't have a record breaker amount of entries in this today, something's seriously wrong because somehow I managed to guess it. So if you know too, get in touch. The word cinema in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038. Ah, what a great film. And who do we have on to play this morning?
Amelie.
Amelie,
beautiful. Like the French movie.
That's it.
Oh, this person is going to know their film if they've been named after Amelie.
Mm-hmm. I came first.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
I used to just always see that in Extravision and think, that looks very classy now, but I never got it.
What is Amelie?
It's just a French film.
Okay, and, subtitles.
Does it
have subs?
Yeah, I think it does.
In French?
I don't know if it has subs. I think we learned it in school, but it didn't have subs. But we didn't do French, but it was just like, here, it's cinema. Did you ever watch it, Amelie? No?
I did when I was younger, and it's
crap,
a weird artsy film. I don't know how I feel about it.
Very weird. Now, the movie that we're looking for, I don't think is very artsy. This is the clip. What is that movie?
Is it Bruce Almighty?
Bruce Almighty.
Let's have a check and see if you're right.
Do-do-ca-ca-poo-poo.
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee. I just knew that was going. I love it so much. Man. Amelie, yes. Congratulations. You are off to the cinema on us.
Well done, Amelie.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Will you be escaping the sun this weekend or do you plan on being out in it?
I'd say so. Maybe Saturday evening.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweat it out all day and then get in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening and enjoy your weekend.
Bye, Amelie.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Amelie. Au revoir.
See you later. All right. Another
desperately panicking there. I was going, oh crap, don't say bonjour. Don't say bonjour.
The other one. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Alex Warren now. This is Ordinary at Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy Friday.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
All right. Producer Callum was very jealous of my beverage setup last night. For context, I was doing a show in Dundrum in the Mill Theatre and I put up an Instagram story and there was so many canned and bottled goods for myself.
Yeah, they looked like, brilliant.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I have to say, I'm quite jealous of that because you have that experience of having like a dressing room set up.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to say, this never happens.
Really?
There might be like one crusty banana in the dressing room usually and you're like, that's lovely now. But it's different in Dundrum, you see.
Of course.
There was like these iced coffees that were like Joe's iced coffee, like really like bougie looking. There was, of course, just some still waters. There was a San Pelli.
I like the cans, the San Pelli cans.
Oh, like of an orange or a blood
an orange or a lemon.
Yes.
Very I'm nice. On my holiday.
Yeah. Which are you going for now?
Lemon.
Orange or lemon?
I'd always go for
orange.
I'd go orange now as well.
No, yeah. Lemon.
I remember I was real excited when they brought out a pomegranate flavour. I was like, this is going to be me now. This is a bit of
This is so Spin Core 2010.
Is it?
Yeah.
But anyway.
What San Pellegrino do you drink?
I like the grapefruit. But no, that one tastes like fizzy Calpol, just for the record. Okay. Just if anyone's. But no, it's different though. Like when you do the deposit return scheme in Dundrum, instead of getting like 25 cent back, you get mortgage approval on the house. Okay. Actually quite handy. I brought all these bits with me afterwards.
Oh my God, so were we sort? Can you get, have you got one
yeah,
for all of us?
Yeah, I got. Because I put each can
You'll
in.
You'll get a house. You'll get a
And then there was also, what's that natural confectionery? The healthy jellies.
Oh yeah.
Healthy jellies.
Yum, yum, yum.
Loads of sweet and salty popcorn. Oh. Rage, and I only took one bag of that.
Mm.
I'm like, can I get back in?
Were you expected to get through all of this?
I don't know, because my agent did message me and was like, what do you like in the dressing room? Just water, or do you want any fizzies or anything? And I was mortified. I was like, just waters. But there was all these bits. One packet of bacon fries, singular bacon fries. That, of course, went into
the one
my bag.
From the pub.
Yeah,
class.
One of those. I left the scampies because I was I don't know.
You don't want to be seen too literally walking there like you're doing the big shop.
See ya. I did have a massive IKEA bag because there's like a TV in my show, so I had that, and I would have brought a lot more if I had someone else to like carry them.
I was at Vicar Street and I was seeing Darren and Joe. They were on stage, right? And I was starving, and I've worked in Vicar Street like a good bit, like behind the scenes and stuff like that with Darren and Joe or with like Terrence and Calvin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I know the code. So it was like halfway through the show and I was like, I'm starving. I'm going to go back to the dressing room. And so I was a punter. I was paying to be there.
Yeah.
Like I was in the thing. I was like, I'm going back. So I went back. I robbed a pack of hula hoops and went back out.
And I was back to Aiken, are you listening?
Back to my mates. I was like, hula hoops for you. Hula hoops for you.
Oh my God.
Listen, Vicar Street. God. Change your code, okay?
I know, because it's a code you don't forget.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry, that's the most Dave thing ever. And the show itself, all go well in the end. You were nervy.
Yeah, it was actually a really good crowd. Yeah, it was good. There was a few people there, a few depressed people looking to escape the sun. My kind of audience.
Yay, good stuff. Fair play. I mentioned a few weeks ago, and nearly made Dave vomit on me, that I was going to try and recreate myself and Jack's first date, because it was our year anniversary yesterday. We did go back to the Hill pub where we'd first met, but we didn't continue on, and I didn't insist on him arriving before me or wearing the same clothes or anything like that. But it was lovely to be back there, but I did do something that probably will make Dave vomit on me.
Oh no, don't.
I brought my Polaroid camera and took a few pictures outside the hill.
No, it is. That is cute. It is cute, in fairness. I was just in a bad mood that day.
Yeah, but I was like, are you all right?
But to be fair, she did say she was going to be doing like a little bit of role play. Like, oh, hey, how are you?
On,
I'm Emma.
That's fun. You got to keep the spark alive.
One word.
I did say yesterday, and he was like, no. When he sat down, I said, so how long have you been working in Dublin? He was like, no, Emma, no.
Dublin Travel. raffle with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Sure, if you can't have a bit of crack, lads. If you can't have a bit of crack.
That's all about.
It's only having a bit of a laugh. It's coming up on 8. What is the story out there, Katie?
Morning, guys. The Grand Canal in
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Happy sunny Friday morning.
This is
class.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah, baby.
What it's all about. Lads, I have this really, really niche thing that I'm into. And it's seeing people who take on one of those all, like, eat this huge giant plate of food in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And you get it for free.
Yeah.
And it's seeing lads do that who are as skinny as anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like half an hour went by and it looks like, and they were like, ah, Timmy here has failed the challenge of the belly buster challenge. And Timmy's eaten like maybe 3 sausages. And he's just sitting there like, and there's still like 14 hash browns, 3 eggs. Like, it's crazy niche content, but I love it.
Yeah.
Do you remember there used to be that one somewhere in America and they'd give you like the hospital gown to go? It was
called
heart attack.
Yes, in Vegas.
Yeah.
They used to do
it. Explain that to me. What is it? I don't know.
It was like an eating challenge like that, but they'd put you in a hospital gown. It was called like,
was
you will
burger.
Die. Like, I think they like hook you up to like a
an IV or something. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
This is the same restaurant in Vegas where you weighed yourself and the heavier you are, the more you got off your meal.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about,
it was
brother.
Crazy. They used to do it in Captain America's on Grafton Street. Captain American. You know the famous, he's the Aldi superhero. Captain American. But they used to do it in Captain America's on Grafton Street. I remember years ago as a kid going and I seen this fella who's like, oh yeah, I'll take on the challenge. It's like 6 burgers or something for it was like 20 quid back in the day. But if you add it all in half an hour, you got it for free.
I feel like you could do something like that.
I did something absolutely crazy last week, right? No, Callum, quick one. You were here for this. I don't know what came over me, but Callum and I left Longitude to go to my house for a while and we went across the centre, got a chicken fillet roll.
Yeah.
I was absolutely marved. Ate it by the time I got home, right?
Nice.
Ate it on the way home. And then Callum and Jack were both having their chicken fillet rolls like normal people at home. And I got jealous and made a toastie.
Class.
I think that's just normal behaviour.
I've never in my life been like, I'm still starving with that chicken fillet roll.
I got jealous.
Yeah, totally.
Welcome to one of my favourite parts of the week. At this time, over the last couple of weeks, I've been ranking some of my favourite niche things. I've done things like my favourite Titanic lines in the movie, or I've done things like transition sounds between scenes and Hannah Montana. Very, very niche things. Today, it's very, very niche. I welcome you in to Dave Ranks BBC News Clips with Mariam Mashiri.
Perfect.
She is fantastic. If you don't know Mariam Mashiri, it might be the only thing about BBC News that I actually like. She's an Iranian/British presenter. She's authentic. She's weird. And as well as being very intelligent, she is very, very fun. All right. So here we go with Dave Ranks BBC News Clips with Mariam Mashiri. In 5th place, Mariam was doing a story on the Strongest People competition, which is held in the UK. She wanted to show her viewers just how strong she was. So what she did was she got a spoon. Have a listen.
Now, I want to show you that I am, in fact, the strongest person here at the BBC. And this is a spoon from the BBC's canteen. It's a real spoon, OK? Watch this. There you go. What do you reckon? Look, the spoon is unharmed. Don't worry. Bye-bye.
It's the smacking of the spoon on the table and then being going, bye-bye.
She's
Can you imagine RT News doing that?
That's like, iconic.
It would be just incredible.
I don't know this woman.
She's so, so good. So that's kind of the vibe of Mariam Mashiri. Yeah. She does things that are a little bit weird. She, you know, throws in a line here or there, or she might do an impression, or reason one day she started playing darts mid-bulletin.
That is so not BBC.
Yeah, it's very not BBC. But
Mariam, huge public support, though.
Mariam does what she wants, all right? Now, in 4th place of Dave Ranks BBC News Clips with Mariam Mashiri, Mariam is reading the teleprompter, which turns out to be wrong, and she questions it live in the middle of the bulletin and then handles it brilliantly with a very comedic line at the end. Enjoy.
re-released into their natural habit. Is it habit or habitat? Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Very good. Queen.
Because famously, Ron Burgundy reads everything on the teleprompter as it is written. So, incredible. Fair play
like,
to Mario.
Who pulls out the teleprompter live on BBC News? It's
so brilliant. Good. Yeah. She's like, hey, well, it says habit, just so you know. Love it. In third place is a clip where she completely ignores the producer. And I just wanted to show you that sometimes producers are wrong.
They are sometimes.
And you should do what you want because it could turn to absolute gold like this.
I've been told specifically from my producer not to do an impression of a peacock. So I'm going to do it anyway. There we go.
These are all live in like the brilliant. 6 o'clock bulletin.
That is the worst impression I've ever heard. Yeah. And the fact that she's like, I will stand my ground and do this. And it's awful.
But it's like the news is so grim at the moment. Like to be able to put a bit of light in
no,
there.
No, I love it. It's brilliant. Better that it's terrible.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
If it was good, it'd be like, oh, showing off.
Yeah. In second place, we move on to a clip that when I saw it, I thought, okay, I don't think Mariam is able to do a story about birds without doing an impression. Because here's second place.
I can feel that you really want me to do an impression of a seagull, so I'm going to give it a go. Is that okay? I'm hearing in my ear that I've been sacked a lot.
Mariam Mashiri, the woman you are. Incredible. Here we go in first place for Dave Rank's BBC News Clips with Mariam Mashiri. She makes a joke. It's incredible. I'm going to let the clip do the talking.
Los Angeles native and hip-hop star Snoop Dogg carrying the Paris 2024 Olympic torch earlier today. Luckily, whilst he was carrying the torch, he didn't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Sorry, am I the only one laughing at my joke?
And that is Dave Rank's BBC News Clips with Mariam Mashiri.
We have to all mention, in case you know, you definitely saw the clip of her. There was no audio to support this.
Oh,
but
yes.
Do you remember the time she was obviously like counting down with her fingers, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to go live on the news?
Okay? And her one.
But she went 5, 4, 3, 2, turned her fingers around to give a big F you
to the cameraman.
I have seen this.
This is this woman.
That's Mariam Mashiri.
And they went live a second early, and she's just given a big two dirty fingers. Yeah.
This is what I was going to bring up. So that was kind of the start of her renaissance.
Yeah.
Because I remember she had to put out an apology and everyone was like, do not let this woman apologize.
Queen,
you own
apologize.
It. And then she's obviously got her own personality.
She's got a new sense of confidence on the back of all that. So hopefully it continues forever. Because as I mentioned, the public support on the back of that apology was iconic. Bless her. Like turned around. Like we thought Angus McGrain putting on his makeup. Yeah. Bad.
You're lying. What?
She's literally on the BBC giving a big F you to the camera.
I'm obsessed. Brilliant. Excellent, Dave Rank.
Thank you.
I loved that. The XCX and Apple on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. Don't forget, you're getting a touch with Holiday Hot Pick to 087-711-1038. You could win an all-inclusive holiday to Majorca, to Morocco or Malta. And if we call you back before 9 o'clock, there's a certain way you got to answer the phone. You need to have been listening in the last little while.
Very nice. And speaking of Apple, I know it's been a while since you actually said the word Apple because you did the whole Holiday Hot Pick thing, kind of ruined it from there. But anyway,
do you remember back
when we were listening to the song Apple
by
Charlie
20 minutes ago.
And now listen to what I'm going to say now. This is kind of loosely connected to Apple, but also not really. Okay, so I was on my phone the other day.
Yeah.
I was checking the old bank balance. Yeah. I was on holidays earlier this month. It's 2 weeks until we get paid.
Yeah.
Every penny is crucial for the funding of my lifestyle, which involves a lot of €8 iced matches, which I simply must purchase every day. And checking the bank balance, and I was like, what is that? €299.99
Oh no.
That is a transaction that's gone out?
That's gone out of my account. And I said,
€299?
Yeah.
Mother
99
God.
Cents.
It's a lot of money.
And I said, what did I purchase?
It's a weird specific loan.
Yeah, exactly.
What did I buy?
There's nothing worse when you click the button on quick balance and you have an idea in your head of what's there.
It's way less.
And you don't
and it's
know.
Minus,
yeah.
And it's you're minus €91.36. And you say, what? The transaction was credited to Apple. See where I'm going with this? Do you remember back again?
Apple.
So this brat summer was last year. Now, but we're playing the Apple song again. So, and it said that, and I went into my Apple like account, whatever, and it said that I'd paid €299.99 on CapCut. Now, if you don't know,
CapCut.
Yeah, so CapCut is an editing app, video editing app that's kind of linked with TikTok. Basically, AI does all the editing for you, but you kind of feel like you have a special skill. I do pay for this app because I put up about one comedy clip every 3 months and I say, that is money well spent.
Oh, wow.
I barely even use the pro features, but I say, I need this. Okay.
So you actually pay for CapCut Pro?
I already pay $11.99 a month for this application.
What?
And I barely use it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't understand
people who pay like subscriptions and things like that. Yeah. I think
all the comedians have CapCut Pro. Right. Like, do you know when you see someone's comedy clip and it has CapCut up in the corner, like the watermark, it's just a bit of an ick. I think you can actually get rid of that as well on the free, but some people just don't know how to use it like I do. I'll give you the tips.
But it costs you a few quid though.
Yeah, it'll cost you €299.99. And I thought, I didn't order that. I didn't purchase that. But you know the fear when you've like not cancelled a subscription or you've signed up to the free trial and you've set a calendar alert in your phone to say cancel Disney Plus, cancel whatever.
Yeah, I have that for like a year in advance, actually. Yeah.
And you obviously just missed the notification. But I was like, I'm already signed up to this. Why have I been charged? And €299.99, that's a big amount to come out of your account.
Huge amount of money.
I honestly screamed and was kind of crying. And my partner Dwayne helped me to like request the refund and all the bits. And he wrote out the big explanation. She already pays. Well, he pretended he was me. He's kind of my dad in these situations. He was like, I already pay for CapCut, blah, 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 blah. And I'm waiting to hear if I get the refund back. So
what's so scary is like they have such control because it's all linked to your Apple account. Yeah. They just jump into your account, take what they want. Like, it's crazy the control that they have.
No, it's insane. Now, I have heard of some people get a refund back recently for apps and
what
stuff
kind of
that they've
possible
just.
Possible pro features could you get for £300?
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, this is,
that you're
this
paying
is
a month.
The yearly thing.
I could edit your video on TikTok and I wouldn't even have to download
CapCut. And you do a better job than me. But this morning, basically, we're asking on 0877111038. We'd love your voice notes on this as well. What is the app or the free trial that you forgot to cancel and then you got charged for and you were absolutely sickened? What have you cancelled? What have you forgotten to cancel? Mm. And how much did it cost?
We've all gotten so like done by
you
this.
You check that bank balance and you think you have €30 and then you get charged €18.99 for some some meal prep website
worse.
That you're never going to use.
Yeah, and you never
and
did
you wanted
use.
That. You wanted that last €30 to order Chinese.
Mm. Yeah.
But now you got charged for some meal prepping, and it is a sickener. Yeah. Let us know 087-711-1038. What have you forgotten to cancel, and how much did it cost?
Oh man, that is a toughie, gal. That is a toughie. You're staying in this weekend, then, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, you won't see
She's
me.
She's staying until September.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning on the show, I'm asking, what have you forgotten to cancel, like an app on your phone or whatever, and how much have you been charged for it?
Mm.
I'm asking this because I was charged the other day. I got the fear of my life. I saw €299.99 had gone out of my account for CapCut, which, by the way, I already pay $11.99 for monthly, and I was charged again for the yearly subscription. Got the fright of my life, still sweating. So that is what we have been asking this morning on 087-711-1038.
$299 come out, I'd be fuming.
Oh,
not $299.
I'd be like, investigation proceeds. Now, CapCut, a video editing app.
Exactly.
You're already paying through the nose for a monthly. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Niamh is standing by there this morning. What was it that you were getting charged for, Niamh?
Gym membership.
Oh no. They're the worst things in the world. Yeah.
They are made to be cancelled.
Yeah, but my gym membership was for 3 months, so it was €200.
Yeah, the exact same thing.
And
happened.
Obviously, like, that panic motion went in.
Yeah.
So I went into the bank and they said, no, you can do it on your app. Called it back and I got back the next morning.
Oh, that's good.
So you can actually recall it.
I feel like that's
you can
always,
recall it, yeah.
I feel like when you get the bank involved,
the bank is like my mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, bank, can you help with this? They're like, no problem. You shouldn't have done that now.
Yeah, exactly.
You silly girl, we'll sort out this
I can't remember how to do it though, so just drop into your bank and I'm sure they'll do it for you.
They'll probably say, you do that there over on the machine now. Do you know that's the way in banks now?
Yeah,
they're like, it's actually online.
Call the
and
person
you're like, but you're here. They're like, don't do it on the computer.
For small
there.
Charges like random Apple things, I just always go block future payments.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
And then I just say, if it means I don't have some feature, then so be it.
Oh, yeah.
It just comes out at random. Okay, excellent stuff. Glad you got your money back. Don't mind that, Jim. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know.
Have a good day, Niamh. Enjoy your weekend.
See you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
The one big time this happened to me that really did like send a shiver up my spine was Audible.
Oh,
I'd obviously signed up at one point. This was years ago.
They love charging.
Yeah, and they hate when you try and cancel.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing a lot of long drives at the time. Like, I was in the car more than I was anywhere else. So I was like, maybe I'll listen to books on the road or whatever. This has gone back years. And then some, I can't remember now, I'll be lying, but some huge big lump came out of my account. And like, I downloaded it, say, the previous year. And I genuinely had not used it. Yeah. I was like, if you check, I have not used a single feature on your app in a year. And in fairness, they gave it back to me.
Did they?
That's good.
They did eventually, yeah. A lot of people getting in touch on this on 087-711-1038. Nicole in touch.
2 months ago, I purchased some travel insurance and it was €75. Unfortunately, 4 days ago, the exact same thing happened to me. €75 came out of my account, had no notion where it came from, and it was multi-trip. Gave them an email, and well, emails and 2 phone calls later. I didn't click the turn off renewal fee. So each month they were going to charge me €75 to renew travel insurance. So yeah, a couple of emails and calls later. I'm still waiting on my refund. No. Hopefully I get it back though, because every penny counts. Thanks, Amel. Love the show.
Maybe sure of it, Nicole. What, your travel insurance to get from work to town?
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it to, like, to, from home to town?
And traveling. I mean, now, you know, we love travel insurance. Here, it's been 103.8, but that's a sicker.
Now that she's gotten a shout out to them on the show, they will 100% give me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
are y'all listening?
It's like, I went on my holiday 2 months ago, I haven't been anywhere since.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine was like, I remember like ordering like a Domino's pizza or something, and it was like, do you want money off the next time? And I was like, sure. And so I clicked the tick. Turns out, terms and conditions, you're basically signing up to this thing that charges you 15 quid a month.
What?
Yeah. And I did it on the show years ago, where I was like, check your bank account for this purchase, this thing that comes out every month. It's like €15. Or it was something like €30, something mad. Anyway, it had equated to €200 over like a couple of months
God,
or whatever.
You'd like deep dived this in your Instagram and everything. I remember we were all so behind you.
It was crazy. And then so many people started texting us, being like, oh, Dave, I've just checked. They've got me too. And I was like, I remember getting onto the company and being like, give me all of my money back now. This is a total scam. And they were like, yeah, sorry.
Oh, and did they give it back to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like if you were ever on like a takeaway thing and it's like, hey, do you want more money off next time? And you're like, yeah, sure. You click the tick button and that's how they get it.
The dirty scammers.
But honestly, quite honestly, that day I remember we were all checking our transactions and Dave was right. Most of us had it. It was crazy.
I wonder if
Sarah is standing by as well.
I actually had a prescription for Duolingo. I was trying to learn Irish and I used it once and never used it again, and I accidentally bought the family plan one. It charged me like €180 and I was like, ah, look, I'll just keep it. And then a year later it came out again and I was actually that upset I took the day off work and just cried for the day. But I emailed Apple and I got onto Apple and I actually got the money back, so I have high hopes for you, Fiona.
Oh man, do you remember the morning I sat here probably 5 or 6 months ago and I almost started crying because Disney Plus had taken an annual subscription out of my account?
Oh yeah.
All you can do is cry.
I had for a year, it was like, cancel Disney Plus now. Even though you have 2 weeks left, cancel it now.
No, it's not worth the risk.
It's terrifying.
I cried the other day as well. It's all you can do. I just woken up from a nap and I was like, I was actually screaming.
Bawling your eyes out. Yeah, the neck of them though. Get honestly. Bank account, please. I'm a getaway. Okay, we've been telling you about this all week, and don't worry, you've got plenty of chances to get yourself in that draw to win an epic holiday, all with thanks to Spin. It's Spin's Holiday Hot Pick.
Yeah, when you hear Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, you think of maybe Steve Kay in a bikini in Marbella.
That's what I think.
He is Spin's Holiday Hot Pick.
Yes, he is. But no, we're not talking about a pick from your holiday. We are talking about you picking a holiday. Okay, Mallorca, Morocco, Malta, it's your call. You pick the location, we throw in the flights. We throw in the checked baggage, although we'd handle them with care, to be fair. All-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel, transfers to and from the airport, and your travel insurance.
Woo. Most importantly. So we've been asking you to WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick to 087-711-1038 and answer your phone shouting a very specific phrase.
Funnily enough, a lot of people text us saying holiday hot pick. I'm like, what? A lot of people want a free holiday.
Kind of weird.
Shocking.
Funny that,
kinda
isn't
weird.
It?
Yeah.
You do have to answer your phone that very specific way, so let's hope for the best this morning.
Come on, one and done. One and done.
We hope on a Friday.
Hello?
Lauren.
We needed you to answer the phone a certain way.
been. I wanted to call it.
It would have been great 10 seconds ago, Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren.
Have a great day.
Bye. We've ruined Lauren's day anyway.
I always think they think we're going to be like, don't worry about it. Yeah. No, we are a stickler for the rules.
No, the old me would have, and then I met Callum.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you're grand, just say it again. They're like, fine. Girl, get in the draw. And then, Callum, he's a scary man.
Change the game.
Let's try again, shall we?
Hello?
Patty.
Spain, I want to pick a holiday. That's what you were meant to say, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Sorry.
I give it to him.
Sorry, Patty. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another person's day ruined.
I love Paddy.
But we love him.
He made my day.
Can we ring Paddy again?
Yeah, honestly.
All right, third time. A charm. Something like that.
Spain, I want to pick a holiday.
Absolutely excellent.
Yay,
nice one, Cathy. Now, if we were to be really pedantic, we would say, Spin, I want to pick a holiday. Did you say win or pick?
No, she said pick.
Did she say pick?
Yeah.
I thought I heard win. I was just going to give it to her anyway. Congratulations, Cathy.
I don't know what we were hesitating for because Cathy slayed.
Cathy, you slayed it. Congratulations. You are in that draw to pick a holiday. Perfect. At the end of the month. Where would you be picking? Mallorca, Morocco, Malta? What's your vibe?
I think Malta. I've always wanted to go to Malta, and I actually have Mallorca booked for this year.
Oh, very nice.
We love queens who are winning themselves an extra holiday. That is my kind of behaviour.
Good on you. Thanks, Cathy. Well done.
You're in that draw. Have a great day.
Bye, Cathy. Bye.
Now, if you want in as well, you've got plenty of opportunity. Spin, I want to pick a holiday. You can WhatsApp that in whenever you like, and it'll be after 10 o'clock this morning when... Michaela's back!
Is she back? Back from her holidays.
Michaela back in her show from 10 o'clock this morning. She'll give you more chances to get yourself in that draw. So if you want a message now, you can't. Spin.
Allegedly and potentially, she might be. We haven't had proof yet.
Holiday hot pick to 087 711 1038. And the best of luck to you taking this holiday off us.
Breaking news just come in. We have just found out while that song has been playing that Emma's father's name is the same name as her dog. But the dog came much after the father. I cannot believe you got a dog a year ago and decided to name it after your father.
I only have the dog for 6 months, and I asked my dad first if it was okay if I called him Seamus. So my dad's name is Jim. Everyone knows him as Jim, but I think he's like James. But then, like, he's also Seamus.
Okay.
I actually need to figure out what's on the birth cert.
I think your dad's on the run. Seamus?
My dad very much could be on the run.
Although, to be fair, my dad's name is Don, but on his birth cert, it's Daniel.
Okay, but my mom's name is Catherine, but everyone calls her Katie.
Mm. Oh,
so it's Katie and Jim, but they're all under aliases these days.
Yeah, this is like my nanny's name was Sheila, but her real name was Julia.
Yeah, see, my granny's name is Catherine, and no one calls her that. Everyone calls her Doreen.
My granny's
that's
name...
not even
she has
close.
No idea why. She has no idea why.
Doreen's good, though.
My granny's name is Phyllis, and she was christened Philomena and hates it, said she'll come back and haunt all of us if we put Philomena on her gravestone. She picked Phyllis. And that's what she's known as.
Wow.
Pippa, my girlfriend, I call her Pippa. On her birth cert, Philippa.
Ooh. Go on, Callum. Give us one.
Callum, are you just Callum?
Yeah.
Just call people what they're meant to be called. As long as it's not Philippa, because that is awful.
That's cute.
I'm always like, because I love my granny so much, if I ever have kids, I'm always like, what name could I get? Because I'm not going with Philomena.
What about Philly?
What about Phil?
I was thinking
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, cream cheese. Special edition chocolate with cream cheese.
Come here, Baby Bell. I mean, Philomena. I mean,
Baby Bell. Excellent.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? I think I figured out what I'm going to do for the weekend. Right?
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to, I think, create a load of bot TikTok accounts to comment positivity on people's TikToks.
Because I'm sick
of going onto TikToks and it's like Apple user 3827450 and it's like, this is embarrassing. This is cringe. This is shy. And
you're
like,
really?
Let people live.
Forget about it.
If you don't watch the video, don't watch the video.
If you are one of these people who has like an anonymous account that comments hate, you're a loser.
But also, if you're brave enough to put up a TikTok, you're a brave person in general.
Yeah.
I used to be so confident jumping on my Instagram stories, having a chat. I'd actually have a panic attack now to talk to the camera.
But people
I've lost
live
it.
For
so, like,
it.
People who do it are so brave.
I love sitting down at the end of the night and watching my stories, aka people's Instagram stories.
Oh, I thought you meant your own stories.
No, no, no.
Because I love doing that.
I love looking back at my own stories. But I love when people get on and just talk codswallop.
Yeah, my sister would have that as part of her routine. She's like, I go to bed 5 minutes early to get through my stories.
Isn't it's that gas? But if you're one of those people who goes to comment anonymously, you're a loser.
I know. I've actually found comment sections be quite nice these days. I saw this
They are on Instagram. They're not on Facebook and they're not on TikTok.
On Facebook now, I don't.
Instagram is a nice little community.
I love that you're still such a Facebooker, Dave.
I do log in eventually sometimes. Well, I saw on TikTok this mom and she was like, did this thing where she like fed her kids spaghetti, but like just put it straight on the table, like no plates or bowls or anything. And she lobbed down the spaghetti and lobbed down the bolognese and then grated the cheese on top of it. And I was like, oh, she's going to be rinsed. And everyone in the comments was like, cool mom alert.
I love that.
Okay, it's the time of the show where you choose the final song. You vote for Emma, Dave or Fiona. We all have different choices for you this morning, and it's particularly kind of a big one, I guess, when you're launching a weekend on, like, I guess, the hottest day of the year so far. I'm going for this today. This is how we do. This is how we do. When I was a teenager, Katy Perry was my icon. I just adored her. She's all gone a bit funny lately. Going through a tough time as well. There's a divorce on the cards. So vote for Katy. Come on, she needs the support this morning. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Now, do you know what I would say? Space. You do want to hear a bit of Katy Perry on the radio.
Thanks, Dave.
You do want to hear a bit of Katy Perry. I personally really want to hear Katy Perry.
Oh my gosh.
But not that one. This one. Swish, swish, bish. Katy Perry.
No, I'm sorry.
Swish,
did
swish,
you hear
fish.
That I was picking Katy Perry?
I did,
and did that inspire your choice, you divil?
I was like, you know what? That's a good song, but I'm going to pick this one instead because it's weirder. Like Katy. Listen, Katy Perry, Swish, Swish, Bish with Nicki Minaj. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Is there a secret WhatsApp group where everyone can last pick Katy Perry and not tell Fiona?
Did you
I'm
not?
I'm absolutely raging.
Oh, did you not pick Katy Perry?
No, I've gone for this.
Oh, Christ.
I don't like this. Emma hates women.
There's no way you're going to play that.
Why? What do you mean?
It's awful.
It's so old.
He's not, but that's what we do here. Spin whether it keep us loud. I've gone for Ugly Heart by G or L, which I think is an absolute bop and a banger.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Emma's being mean to me. Please vote me if you want to hear Ugly Heart. It's Fiona and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, that's it. That's your choices. I've gone for This Is How We Do from Katy Perry. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj. Swish, swish, bish. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Ugly Heart, GRL. That's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Oh, don't give her the sympathy vote. Get voting now.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
This is Spin. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Morning, Harry's. I was telling the guys the other day that a restaurant in Dublin called Assassination Custard has teamed up with Bambino for a one-night only pop-up to be happening in the pizzeria. Now, Assassination Custard are kind of, they're a bit of a cult favourite. They kind of, they'll open like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Which one is the pizzeria?
Bambino is the pizzeria.
It's in no way a pizzeria.
No, Assassination Custard is not. Oh, Bambino.
Yeah.
Would you not be calling it a pizzeria?
No, it's a takeaway pizza spot, no?
Fair, takeaway pizza spot. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, so, fair.
Pizzeria is like all real fancy. Have they candles with the wicks and all?
Candles with the wicks and all. Yeah, I like very well the wicks. But, so, Assassination Custard is this restaurant. Like, it opens rarely. It's a tiny little spot. There'll be a big queue outside. You kind of get in. the menu is like written on the back of a paper bag. It's like decorated with like children's drawings that are the children of like the people who own it.
Okay.
And there'd be mad stuff on the menu and you just eat what you're given.
Isn't it so funny that like some places just take off for just being that little bit quirky, and yeah. you two are brilliant at knowing spots in town. I'm a bit useless, to be honest, but well, yeah, I've never heard of
Assassination Custard.
I'd never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, so you guys haven't heard of it, and Callum said that's definitely not a real place, because to be fair, the name is a bit bonkers.
Well, it does sound like if they're going to use their kids' drawings to decorate the place, that the kids probably came up with the name of the place as well.
Potentially, yeah. It's a bit of a mad spot.
We'll pick the first word, you pick the second.
Custard!
A bit brighter than Assassination.
The little psycho in the corner is like, Assassination.
We need to get him kids therapy, man.
Walking back and forth, petting his hamster. Okay, let's
drawing on the walls.
Let's check on
it's
that.
It's fine,
one.
Don't say
anything. Yeah, yeah, we might get him checked out. But it kind of, it got me to thinking, this was actually Dave's idea, because there are some like quite strangely named places around Dublin, and I used to work for a company known as Love in Dublin, ended up working in another place now, also obsessed with chicken fillet rolls. Yes. That is my legacy throughout my career. So I kind of do know a few of these spots. So I thought we could play a game of, is this a real Dublin restaurant or not?
Well, okay, please.
Or a real Dublin cafe, or a real Dublin bistro.
Yeah, a place. Yeah.
I've actually learned something here as well, which is good. Okay.
Yeah, I never really go out to eat. That's the only thing. Like, I never would. I don't really go to, like, everyone's always like, what's your favourite restaurant in Dublin? I'm like, do you know them?
I'm like, La Fontana. Yeah.
Do you know Eddie Rockets in Ramines?
Or Tuscany. All right, let's do this thing.
Okay, first up, is a Bread Man Walking a real restaurant in Dublin?
No.
A Bread Man Walking?
Bread Man Walking.
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to back Dave.
You're going to say no. Bread Man Walking is real.
No.
But it's not so much a restaurant as it is a kind of guerrilla bakery that a man in Rialto set up in his kitchen.
Legend.
And if you'd order through Instagram, it'd sell out really quickly. And then after you ordered, he'd DM you his air code. And you'd get to this road in Rialto, and there's a queue out the door, and you go in and you get your bread. You have to pre-order your bread, and then there's a load of treats, and you're just in this lad's house.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Some woman did that, is I think in, was it Marina or something? For bagels.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah, for like New York style bagels.
Bagels are hard to come by in Dublin because they're quite awkward to make. Breadman Walking, he didn't have a license. That was the beauty of it, to sell out of his house. So the Dublin City Council closed him down. But he now kind of pops up in like. Markets.
Other people's houses.
He's in my gaff.
They spoil all the fun, don't they?
Yes. Okay, so that's Bread Man Walking. Next up, is Shy Boy a restaurant in Dublin?
Shy Boy.
I know Cookie Boy.
I'm going to back you, whatever you say here. Shy Boy sounds like it could be kind of something that's trying to be endearing, but I'm just trying to play the game if the last one was real. Is this one?
Yeah, I don't think Shy Boy is real.
Shy Boy is not real.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is.
Just something I like following on the internet. Okay.
Shy Boy.
Is Moody Tongue Sushi a real restaurant or not? Moody Tongue Sushi.
It sounds
sushi.
Like something that would be on Capel Street. I'm going to say, yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it was maybe back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back in the day, was it?
There's
no Moody Tongue Sushi. Damn in
it.
Dublin.
There was a.
It is actually a restaurant in New York, though, so that's where I got the name from.
There was a sushi place a while ago. It's closed down now. Sure, it's all online these days.
It's all gone online. All the sushi, all the Moody Tongues are online. Is Smear a restaurant in Dublin or not?
It should be.
God, I'd hope not. That's an awful name for a restaurant.
Smear is not a restaurant.
God damn.
Is Lisa's Yummy a restaurant in Dublin or not?
Definitely.
Yes.
Have you heard of Lisa's Yummy?
Yeah, I feel like I have.
Lisa's Yummy is a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a mad spot on Clanbrassil Street. It's a karaoke spot, does cocktails and stuff. And a picture went viral of Leo Varadkar because she just puts up like the security footage
and the thing. I've been there.
Oh, have
yes,
you?
It's so
it's
good.
It's a mad spot. It's amazing.
My mate went for that.
My mate had, potentially, but my mate had her birthday party there for like karaoke, and Lisa put her up on the Instagram.
Yes, that's just all the security footage goes up. It's iconic. It's a very big breach of GDPR.
I was literally on the page going, there we are.
GDPR who?
It's so good. Is the Mushroom Butcher a real place in Dublin or not.
It sounds like a great name. I hope it is, but maybe not.
It's not.
No?
Not. The Mushroom Butcher is a real
Damn
place.
Damn it.
It's just right near Clanbrassil Street, actually. And it's a little pop-up truck that he sells only mushrooms. He also sells mushroom coffee, mushroom donuts. And then it'll be like a special mushroom sandwich, like a mushroom banh mi or whatever.
Mushroom rice.
Well, he needs to go to the Mushroom Butcher. I've gone there and awkwardly ended up spending 20 euro.
Unpopular opinion, a van is not a restaurant.
Come on. Let me have a bit of fun. All right. Is the Barnacle Goose Conspiracy a Dublin restaurant?
I hope so.
No, it's not. This is just something I heard of from Dublin Greek or Irish Greek mythology. Apparently, Barnacle Goose Conspiracy is a real thing. Okay, and then I just wanted to have a little fun with an extra thing.
Okay.
How many Dublin restaurants and cafes have some variation of the word pig in their name?
Oh,
how many? God, yeah. How did you even do this research? I'm going to throw a random number out there and say 70.
I want to say about six.
Six. You're very close. It's seven.
Oh!
Blind Pig Speakeasy, Suffolk Street. Pig's Ear, Nassau Street. Little Pig, part of Pygmalion. Obviously Pygmalion itself.
Yeah.
Cheeky Piglet Cafe, Fumbly Lane. Piglet Wine Bar, Cow's Lane and Temple Bar. And the Pig and Heifer, a New York
the
style Sambo
Deli on Pier Street.
Deadly spot.
You need to do the exact same research for cat, because there is always a cafe around called something to do with cat. There's in Terranure, there's a Fat Cat Cafe. Fat Cat Cafe. There's other cat ones. I think there has to be cat
ones. Okay,
right,
I'll do that. And there used to be a lot with duck or goose.
Yes!
Or something like that. Okay, that next week on the show.
Poor Fiona can't escape her Love in Dublin day. She goes to dentist, she goes to radio, still does that thing. Summer's number one hit music station. I haven't been this giddy in so long. Heading to Damien Dempsey's tonight at Ivy Gardens. Outdoor gig on the sunniest day of the year so far and the warmest day of the year. It's going to be epic.
Damien Dempsey me is Christmas. It's bizarre.
I get that. I went to see him for the first time at his iconic Vicar Street gigs over Christmas. And it was pretty biblical. You know, they do kind of describe it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, imagine this belting out at Ivy Gardens tonight. The apple of my eye, I cherish her. And there's a random old gang going tonight, because Fiona, it's you who put this whole idea into my head.
I did.
Because a few weeks ago you said, I can't wait for Damo. And I was like, is there still tickets? Bought the ticket, all the rest. So you've kind of got a bit of a motley crew going tonight. You're going with?
I'm going with my mom. She's a big Damien Dempsey fan. Dwayne bought the tickets for her retirement. And this week, my brother decided he'd go along again. My brother, Michael, he's currently in a neck brace, but he'll style it out. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that's the shame.
Yeah, he's wearing a neck brace and he's going to Damo.
Yeah, I'm actually not even sure what the neck brace is about. We'll find out tonight.
You know, if there's a man in a neck brace at Damo tonight, that'd be Fiona's brother.
So just to go through, I have a very strange motley crew going to this as well. It's kind of, once the seed was planted, everyone wanted in, but no one really knows each other in my gang. So there's me and my boyfriend Jack, and I've mentioned on the show my friend Claire, who I haven't seen in years from school, who flew in last night. Need to catch up with her and find out what's going on in her life for the last 10 years. She's coming tonight. Then you have Emer, my friend, and her fella Cormac, right? But Emer's having light bites at her house around 5 today, and we're all invited if you want to go for light bites. Your mom and all's invited. Oh, no problem. But then her friend from work, Danielle, heard about this and wanted to come as well with her fella Harry, and they've been offering to do a barbecue. So then I mentioned this to my friend Avian, and she was like, Damo, oh my god, I want to come. So then her and her fella Anthony are coming, and then Avian's sister Blondith was like, oh my god, I want to go to Damien Dempsey. So she's coming with a friend I don't know, one name, and another friend called Roisin. So Dave, I'd like to know.
Oh crap, no, I wasn't listening. What?
Name one of Blondith's friends that's coming.
Roisin.
Yeah, well done. Whose house is the barbecue at?
Emer's.
Incorrect.
That was the small bite.
Wait, what?
Emer's.
Small bite? That's a trick question.
That was Danielle and Harry's house. Yeah. They're having the barbecue. And what's Fiona's brother's name?
Michael.
Yay!
Oh, thank God.
What a crew.
Two out of three ain't bad, baby.
There'll be the man in the neck brace and the bucket hat.
We need a group photo tonight. You're listening to Spin. Alex Warren with Jelly Roll. That's Bloodline on Spin.
Get ready. Spin
103.8's
Golden Tickets.
Hey, yeah. Is Jelly Roll like a jam donut?
A jelly roll. Sounds legit, yeah?
Because you know the way in America they call it jam jelly.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Really weird.
It makes me think of like a Swiss roll.
And they call jelly jello.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Stupid.
Freaks.
If you want to go on your holidays to PortAventura, we have that on the line this morning. It's all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Amanda is there. Hello.
Oh, goodness, I'm out for a jog and I've just been listening to you. Hi.
Well, I know you're out for...
I'm going to start crying. You're on the jog and you're listening to us.
Can you pull over, Amanda?
I love it. What?
Can you pull over?
No, I'm jogging. I know. I just sat down.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, goodness, can you pull... good to hear your voices.
Oh, you too. You too.
Amanda, where are you at for a run?
In Leopardstown. Listen, you know what? I'm just so excited. I heard you guys in the tent at Longitude.
Stop.
Yeah, I was on one of the tents. It was amazing. Oh my God, you're amazing. I love the radio station.
Thanks, Amanda.
We love you.
We love you.
Producer Callum Pay Amanda to ring into the show.
Amanda, you're a cracking. I love you.
We're a big fan of you, Amanda. So let's see if we can set you off on a lovely holiday. When's the last time you were away?
Oh my goodness, last year.
Okay, where'd you go?
September last year.
Oh,
we went to Spain.
Very nice.
I went with my sisters, but it was a long time ago.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get you a holiday this year. We want to send you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. So basically, in essence, Amanda, some songs are going to play and we need you to guess the songs within 25 seconds, all right? So 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and five songs and artists you need to guess. If you guess them, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Amanda, you only need to mention one artist, all right? So that's pretty simple.
Okay, gotcha.
There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can't do that. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if at any point you want to swap the song, Amanda, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Amanda.
Okay, how many songs do I have to guess? Three, is it?
It's five within 25 seconds.
It's doable, hon. Okay, it's doable.
Okay. It is
we
absolutely
believe in you, Amanda. Okay.
And if you love spin
I'm
as
old,
much as you say
way.
You do.
Pardon?
If you love spin as much as you say you do, you will have this in the bag.
They're all songs that you hear at spin, okay?
All right,
no
Amanda.
No pressure.
Are you from Leopardstown?
No, I'm not originally, no. But I'm in that era that I'm like more 90s or...
All right, Amanda from the 90s. Amanda in Leopardstown, here we go with song one, 25 seconds on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Stop. Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the song called?
A type of coffee.
Oh, yeah, not latte, cappuccino. No.
Say swap.
And if you don't know, Amanda,
Say swap, Amanda. Swap, yeah, let's swap. Cappuccino, Amanda.
So that was Sabrina Carpenter and not latte. It's a song called Espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso, oh, okay.
Listen.
That's all right, Amanda. It's like a brand new show. It's a brand new game.
We've reset the clock back to 25 seconds, okay? So this is a brand new song one playing now in a second.
Okay.
It's all good, Amanda. It's a brand new game. Here we go. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hot to go.
No.
APT.
Okay, APT is right.
Yeah, who sings
APT? It's not. Oh, yeah, Chaperone.
No, it's not Chaperone.
No. For real. Oh, God, I can't think. Sorry, stop.
His surname is like a plant. No, stop. Amanda.
Amanda, that was Bruno Mars at APT.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
H-O-T-T-O, APT.
Oh, God.
You've made our morning,
you have.
Amanda.
Yeah, you're my favourite ever.
Oh, God.
I send you 5 IMC, 6 IMC cinema passes because you're
you
a legend.
All the sisters.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Amanda,
pardon?
Thank you for making
you
our morning.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm so sorry. That was so bad.
No,
okay, thanks a million. Have a great day.
We loved
too.
It. Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye. That's what the Golden Ticket's all about, lads. A bit of crack.
Absolutely.
Oh, if you can't have a bit of crack, what are you doing at all? You know?
That was honestly one of the best things that's ever happened to
another
me.
Week where we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Another week where we still have this holiday up for grabs. Yeah.
Bruno Mars and Chaperone being mistaken for one another is one of my favourite things. That's happened
very similar.
And you know what? She's right. There's too many letters and songs with H-O-T-T-O-G-O's and the A-P-T's.
But you know what? At least we know the same song again. It'll be Sabrina Carpenter with cappuccino.
Absolutely.
It's latte.
You want to play Monday? It's golden in a WhatsApp now, please. And you could be on to play. Here's Lewis Capaldi at Spin. Cloudy and Survive on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are saying ta-ra until Monday. Enjoy that sunshine. Get it into your bones.
Oh, don't forget Wimbledon final Saturday and Sunday.
Get the sun cream on. Now though, Callum, results of one more tunes. Who's got it?
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Katy Perry, This Is How We Do. Dave went for Katy Perry and Swish Swish. And Fiona went for GRL Ugly Heart. And I can tell you, I haven't worked out the percentage because I've forgotten. But the winner this morning is Fiona Frawley.
Woo! Terrible song. Terrible choice.
It's actually a great song. It's a great pop song. Turn it up. It's great in the sun.
Have a lovely weekend. Your chance to win a holiday. Michaela has your chance just after 10 a.m.
We'll catch you Monday morning, 7 a.m. Good luck. Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I don't know how to love, but maybe I do. Maybe you know more than me, but this much is true. And this little heart and brain of mine say, we're through with you.